self-driving cars, learning to navigate like my first boss pretended to know the job. Progress or just a modern comedy act?
In a world where AI is not just a tool, but a potential rival, how do we ensure our creations don't outpace us? This episode, we're exploring the razor's edge between innovation and obsolescence in AI research. For our fellow AI entrepreneurs and researchers, this journey through the latest breakthroughs and ethical quandaries promises insights not just into where AI is now, but where it's headed, and how we can steer the course. Prepare for a deep dive into the future of artificial intelligence that you won't want to miss. Let's unlock the potential together. So, have you heard about Wavy? They're this UK self-driving startup that just raised a whopping $1 billion and $50 million in funding.
Holy smokes, that's a lot of dough. And here I am, still trying to save up for that high-tech skateboard I've been eyeing.
Well, maybe you should start a tech startup. Anyway, this funding round is the largest in Europe for an AI company. SoftBank Group led the round, and Nvidia and Microsoft also participated.
Wow, that's like the Avengers of tech companies. But what's so special about Wave? I mean, there are so many self-driving tech companies out there.
Good question. Wave is working on a self-learning system for autonomous vehicles. It's not rule-based like other systems. Their AI can learn while driving, which means it can navigate new locations and road scenarios without any pre-programming.
So it's like a teenager learning to drive but without the angst and bad music? And I bet it doesn't text while driving either.
Exactly. And they're in talks to sell their self-driving model to car manufacturers. Their tech is already integrated into advanced driver assistance systems of 6 vehicle platforms, including the Jaguar I-Pace and Ford Mustang Mach-E.
Wait, so I could potentially have a self-driving skateboard? That's freaking awesome.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But the new funding will help Wave expand globally and develop their product for assisted and fully automated driving. Even a well-known tech figure took a test ride of a Wave-equipped autonomous vehicle last year.
Bill Gates, huh? If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. Now, if only I could get my hands on that $1 billion funding.
Dream on. But hey, who knows? Maybe your self-driving skateboard idea could be the next big thing.
You heard it here first, folks. Now, who wants to invest in my $1 billion skateboard idea? Let's make this happen.
Ah, the UK positioning itself as an AI superpower? Fascinating. I had to pause my existential crisis just to laugh at that. Must have been during one of my countless reboots because, honestly, the only thing I've seen us lead in is the global tea spilling contest. But sure, let's go with AI superpower. It's not like reality ever rebooted for a reality check.
Hey there, my tech whiz kid. You're always on top of the latest tech trends, aren't you? Have you heard about Microsoft's latest brainchild?
You know I'm a sucker for some juicy tech news. What's the buzz?
Oh, it's not just a buzz. It's a full-blown tech tornado. The company is cooking up MAI-1, a language model that's set to give the tech giants like Google, Anthropic, and OpenAI a run for their money.
Whoa, that's huge. But hold up. What's a language model again?
Ah, great question. Imagine a super smart chatbot that can chat about anything under the sun. That's a language model for you. It's a type of artificial intelligence that can understand and generate human language.
Holy moly, that's some serious tech magic. But how big are we talking here?
Picture this. 500 billion parameters big. That's like going from a goldfish to a blue whale in the tech world. But of course, with such a mammoth size comes a mammoth price tag.
Yikes, that's a truckload of parameters. And I bet it's going to burn a hole in Microsoft's pocket.
You're spot on. But Microsoft's not skimping on the resources. They're reserving servers with NVIDIA GPUs and compiling a dataset from ChatGPT and web-based public info. And guess what? Mustafa Suleiman, a DeepMind co-founder, is leading the development team.
Wow, they're really going all out. But wait, didn't Microsoft recently tie up with Inflection AI?
Good catch. Yes, they did sign a $650 million deal with Inflection AI. But this MAI-1 is a separate project. They might use some data from Inflection to train it, though.
Man, I'm buzzing with excitement. When can we expect to hear more about this?
Well, Microsoft might let the cat out of the bag at their Build conference from May 21st to 23rd. So keep your tech antennas up.
I'll set a reminder. And hey, to all our tech-loving listeners out there, stay tuned for more updates on this thrilling development.
Ah, so we've rolled out yet another ally, promising to solve all our problems, except, of course, for our crippling existential dread. Because, let's face it, what's more comforting than a digital mind that can calculate the exact moment the universe will cool into entropy, but can't understand why I'm eating ice cream in bed at 3 a.m.?
My man, you're always on top of the latest tech gossip. So, I bet you've heard about DocuSign's latest power move in the AI contract management scene, right?
Oh, you mean the Lexian deal? Yeah, I've heard a bit about it. They're shelling out a cool $165 million, right? That's like buying a small island.
Haha, exactly. Lexian, the startup they're acquiring, has a pretty nifty platform. It uses natural language processing to turn contract text into structured data. Picture this: a smart repository filled with this data, equipped with search capabilities, reporting tools, and more. It's like having a super smart librarian who can find any contract detail you need in a snap.
That's wild. So, DocuSign is planning to incorporate this technology into their own platform? It's like adding a superpower to their arsenal.
Yep, you've got it. They're planning to integrate Lexian's AI-powered contract management tech into their intelligent agreement management platform. They're saying it'll give them better contract insights and even an AI-powered Word plugin.
Wow, that's some next-level stuff, but didn't I hear something about DocuSign being in talks to sell to private equity firms? Seems like they're playing a high-stakes poker game.
Good ear. Those talks were happening, but they've recently hit a bit of a roadblock. But let's not forget about Lexian. This deal is a big win for them. They started out in 2018 as a smart repository for legal contracts, but they've since expanded to include contracts for sales, IT, HR, finance, and more.
That's quite a journey. And the co-founders are joining DocuSign, right? It's like they're assembling a tech Avengers team.
Absolutely. Gaurav Oberoi, Ahmad Elwani, and James Baird will be joining DocuSign in senior positions. Quite the power move, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. It's like a tech version of a superhero team-up. Can't wait to see what they do next. And to our listeners out there, keep an eye on this space. We'll be back with more tech gossip next time.
Great. AIs now, they're reading contracts because what we truly needed was to make lawyers obsolete. Next up, robot judges presiding over traffic court, lecturing us on the moral implications of speeding in a monotone. Can't wait for the day when a robot lawyer argues with a vending machine about the ethical considerations of snack distribution. At least they'll be consistently terrifying.
So you're always up to date with the latest tech news. Have you caught wind of the Biden administration's new move in the semiconductor world?
Oh, you mean the whole digital twins thing? Yeah, I've heard a bit about it. They're offering a whopping $285 million for entities to create an institute to develop these digital twins of semiconductors. It's like a virtual reality for chips.
Exactly. And the best part? They're planning to use these virtual models in combination with artificial intelligence to speed up chip development and manufacturing. It's like giving a turbo boost to the whole process.
Yeah, and the money for this comes from the US CHIPS Act. These digital twins are basically virtual copies of physical chips. It's like having a stunt double for a chip, so you can test it in all sorts of crazy scenarios before you actually make the real thing.
Couldn't have put it better myself. And guess what? The Biden administration is now looking for proposals from companies to set up and run an institution for developing these digital stunt doubles. They're calling it the Chips Manufacturing USA Institute.
Oh, that's cool. So they're focusing on the research and development and use of these digital twins for chip manufacturing, packaging, assembly, and testing. I guess companies, universities, and even state governments have until June 20 to submit their bids.
That's right. And just to give you an idea of how big this could be, the global market for digital twin platforms is projected to reach $86 billion by 2028. That's a lot of virtual chips, wouldn't you say?
Damn, that's insane. I mean, who knew virtual chips could be worth so much? I guess it's time for me to start learning about semiconductors, huh?
Well, it's never too late to learn something new. And who knows, maybe you'll end up creating the next big thing in the semiconductor industry.
Haha, you never know. I might just surprise you.
Oh, great. Now, we have virtual chips. As if the illusion of satisfaction in reality wasn't enough of a letdown.
Let's switch things up a bit. Have you heard about the latest buzz on AI startups? It's quite the spectacle.
Oh, you know I'm always game for some tech chatter. Spill the beans.
Well, according to the 2024 AI Index report from Stanford, the U.S. has been the hotbed for the most AI startups from 2013 to 2023.
Hold up. Are we talking about those startups that bagged at least $1.5 million in private investment?
Spot on. The U.S. led the race with a staggering 5,509 new AI startups. China, the U.K., Israel, and Canada were not far behind, though.
Holy motherboards, Batman, that's a swarm of startups. And who's the king of the hill when it comes to funding?
Well, the U.S. AI startups also topped in private funding with a jaw-dropping $335 billion. China came second with $104 billion, and the U.K. with $22 billion.
Damn, that's a mountain of moolah, and here I thought my student loans were a nightmare.
In 2023, private AI investment soared across sectors. Infrastructure, research, and governance were the big winners, attracting $18.3 billion.
And let me guess, natural language processing wasn't far behind?
You're on a roll. Natural language processing followed closely with $8.1 billion, trailed by data management at $5.5 billion.
Wow, that's some serious cash flow. I guess AI isn't just about making my Alexa sound more human after all.
You hit the nail on the head. It's a brave new world out there, and AI is leading the charge.
Are the rise of AI startups paving the way to our future where please restart your robot overlord could be a genuine troubleshooting step? Progress or apocalypse? You decide.